Richard King joins me in studio. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Sue.
Richard is a regular book columnist here on Home Run. He is an author and former bookseller. And I'm glad you brought in the Philistine, Richard, because Lila Marshy was Nancy Wood's guest on Monday here on the show.
This book is terrific. But before I get to the terrificness of the book, I want to remind you and the listeners that Layla will be appearing at the Blue Metropolis Literary Festival twice, Friday the 27th at 7 p.m. and again Sunday the 29th at 1:30 p.m. If you only manage to catch one event, other than the headliners, which everybody wants to get to, but if you only manage to get to one event of a local author, go and see Layla. I don't know what she's going to talk about. Obviously, she'll be talking about her book. I don't know how she's going to do it, but the book is definitely worth reading. In fact, all three books. It's rare that I get three books that I'm super excited about, and this pile is super exciting.
Okay, tell me.
The book is set in Egypt. The principal character, Nadia, is the daughter of parents who separate. The father moves back to Egypt and with the promise that they'll see each other on a regular basis. After a couple of visits, the promise falls apart. So she leaves her boyfriend, Daniel, and goes to Egypt to find her father. And that's where the action takes place. So it's her story told is how she's discovering, in a sense, she's discovering her roots. She's discovering herself. She becomes involved with the art scene in Cairo. She meets a woman named Manal, and the sort of the two lifestyles of Nadia and Manal are juxtaposed. Manal is a stronger character. Nadia is used to freedom coming from Canada. She can say what she wants, do what she wants, be with whom she wants. Manal doesn't have that right living in a much more constrained society in Cairo.
Sounds like an ambitious novel for a first novel.
It is. And, you know, full disclosure, I know Lila from somewhere. I can't quite remember where. I think it was Paragraph. As soon as I saw her picture, I realized that I'd had any number of conversations with her at some point in my life. I hope this isn't her last novel. I hope now that she's discovered writing fiction, she keeps at it.
Well, so she's been publishing stories and poetry, but I think this is her first novel, so that's wonderful.
It is indeed. Published by Linda Leith. Good for Linda for finding it and publishing it.
All right, let's talk about The Bleeds, which apparently is bloody fantastic. Ha-ha.
It is. You know, I always thought it was impossible to write a good political novel. Either you're going to write about politics, yawn, or write a good novel. We've been reading 1984 for 70 years, and whatever else it is, it's allegorical and it's a warning and blah, blah, blah. It's not that great a novel. I can't remember. Highly political,
right.
Very dull. Dmitry Nasrallah pulls it off in The Bleeds. I was so amazed that he could write a novel that was political and readable and a great story. And the way he does it, and I don't know why no one else has figured out how to do this before. It may be that he's more talented than all the other people who try, is he's always sort of on the border of satire without going in. So he keeps the realism going, but the reader is kind of in on the satire. Very briefly, the setting is a Central Asian country of Mabad. You're beginning to see the joke right there. Set somewhere, I guess, in the stands. It's an imaginary country, obviously. And the principal characters, the Bleed family, have been ruling this country as dictators for three generations. The grandfather, Blanco, then his son, Mustafa, and the grandson, Vadim, is now the ruler. Ruler. Now, you know the old expression, shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations? Vadim is not a gifted dictator.
Right.
He's gifted at spending the spoils of corruption, not that good at being corrupt. They're holding an election, which should be a walk for Vadim, and he's going to lose the thing. And, I mean, that's part of the joke of the book. The story is told from Four perspectives. Mustafa's, Vadim's, an anonymous blogger, and the newspaper reporter. And the way it's set up is you know very easily who's who. First of all, there are chapter heads. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they change typeface because the average reader gets easily confused. Right. Me first amongst them. And for the newspapers, they use, they sort of, use like a newspaper print. Kind of copy. It's right. In almost in reverse type. So you have no trouble following the story. And, you know, one character comments on the others as you're going through it.
I mean, you're laughing out loud just talking about it, so yeah, I guess it's funny.
It's wonderful. And congratulations to Dimitri for pulling it off. I don't know that... I can't think of another political novel that's as good as this one.
All right. That's The Bleeds, a novel by Dimitri Nasrallah. Let's look at An American Marriage, a novel by Tayari Jones. And it's got the Oprah's a Book Club sticker on it.
This is her most recent pick. Let's talk about Oprah for a quick second. Her seal of approval is worth something.
A lot.
Yeah, she not only worth a lot financially, it's worth a lot to the reader. She has very, very good taste. I can't say that I've loved every book that Oprah has picked over the years.
No.
But I have liked them all, and I can see why she made the choice.
They're mostly pretty readable.
They're all readable. This is certainly readable. It's the story of a couple, a black couple, upwardly mobile black couple living in Atlanta. The husband is Roy. The wife is Celestial. And as you start the book, you think, well, this is the marriage that it's a portrait of. Roy is from a poor family. Celestial's from a rather more wealthy family. So there's a class difference. But they're both educated and trying to get ahead in the world. Well, something happens when they're visiting Roy's parents in the small community in Louisiana that he comes from that forever changes their marriage.
Mm.
And I'm not going to go into too much detail here because
spoiler
it is
alert.
A spoiler.
Yeah.
But as you are reading about Roy and Celestial's marriage, you also see things from their different perspectives. You see the marriage of Celestial's parents, of Roy's parents, and so on. So there's, that's why it's called An American Marriage, not The Marriage of Roy and Celestial, because there are many marriages that come into the novel.
You're trying to hint, and you're going to give it away, Richard.
No, I haven't. trust me, I read the novel.
Okay.
I haven't given it away.
And what do we know about Tayari Jones? She wrote Silver Sparrow, which apparently was a big hit as well.
Yeah, I know very little about her other than that she's written another book. Definitely worth reading. I'm glad it has the Oprah logo on it because people might not recognize the name and not pick it up.
Wonderful. All right, so that is An American Marriage, a novel by Tayari Jones. We've got The Bleeds, a novel by Dimitri Nasrallah, and The Philistine by Montreal's own Leila Marchi. And we are going to give those away by telephone. We are going to take the 13th caller.
Okay.
Wow, we've got a staff back there.
That's right.
The 13th caller to answer this skill testing question.
At which literary festival will Leila Marchi be appearing?
514-597-4500. If you know the answer to that, you can win the books. You do have to come here to Radio-Canada to pick them up during working hours. Do not come at lunch, and Fridays are best avoided. Richard, we'll be back in the next half hour. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That is
Thank
Richard
you.
King, regular book columnist here on Home Run.